USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A live TV appearance last night by the former FBI Director James Comey won't do anything to settle his feud with President Trump, who today is criticizing Comey for saying that Trump could still be prosecuted after he leaves office for obstruction of justice. Trump saying on Twitter today that Comey was a disgrace to the FBI and saying both Republicans and Democrats thought he should be fired. Comey also saying on that CNN town hall,
"We are becoming numb to the fact that the leader of the free world lies constantly. And even if you support him, you have to look in the mirror and say, yeah, he lies constantly. We're so numb to it that we're forgetting it's not okay, and that's a recipe for a melting of our standards."
The Labor Department says inflation ticked up 0.3% last month from March. However, the Consumer Price Index was up a full 2% even since April of last year. This is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
President Trump claiming tariffs are, in his words, an excellent alternative to a trade deal with China. He tweets that just before the U.S. increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese products as a trade war between the two nations went into overdrive. The two sides are meeting with continued trade talks today. North Korea firing 3 missiles over the past week. Many say it means talks between the North and the United States have apparently broken down, but Vice President Mike Pence says this morning, while the U.S. is keeping a close eye on the situation, this is no time to panic.
President Trump truly believes that Chairman Kim wants to negotiate, but as he said yesterday, it doesn't look like he wants to negotiate right now. And so look, we're going to continue to stand firm.
Nearly 150,000 Muslim worshippers have gathered at a disputed Jerusalem holy site for the first Friday prayers of Ramadan, Islam's holiest month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A judge in Palm Beach County, Florida, sealing secretly recorded videos of New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft in a Florida prostitution case. The videos allegedly show women providing sexual services to dozens of clients, including Kraft. The White House confirming that President Trump's nominee to be U.S. Secretary of Defense will be the acting Secretary, Patrick Shanahan.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, "Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job."
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. A school district official urged administrators at the Denver area charter school where a shooting happened earlier this week to investigate claims of violence, sexual assault, and campus bullying. CNN reports an anonymous parent tells the Douglas County Board of Education the alleged problems could lead to a repeat of Columbine. 2 teenagers are accused of killing one student and wounding 8 others in that shooting on Tuesday at STEM school Highlands Ranch. And Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos plans to send a lander to the moon. Bezos unveiled a large model of it during an event at the nation's capital yesterday, remarking his space company Blue Origin has been working on it for over 3 years. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.